Hello guys, this is Shaladio coming to you once again on another episode of Random Gist. The title of today's Random Gist is Can a Condom Stop Soul Ties? Can a Condom Stop Soul Ties? This is a question that I got asked on Twitter today, so I just thought I should do a quick recording on that. I hope you guys won't find this too uncomfortable, but it's worth discussing. Now, as far as I'm aware, condoms are a recent scientific discovery and development, as far as I'm aware. I think in the Bible days, it was all skin to skin, you understand? So it was everything was fully expressed. Now let's do a quick recap on sexual soul ties between a man and a woman. Now essentially a woman primarily expresses her love, or more like feels love the strongest in her heart, and a man feels love the strongest in his groin. And so when a man and a woman are coming together in something that will end up in a sexual relationship, the woman is already beginning to feel love in her heart. So it means that her soul ties are already developing inside her heart, and her soul ties is are already being expressed through her heart. She's dreaming about the guy, she's thinking about the guy, she's hallucinating, and in deep thought about the guy, fantasies, imaginations, and all sorts. So the soul ties are there, and they are flourishing. Now, the man is also feeling some soul ties, but his soul ties are not fully expressed until his erection begins to get affected. And when he gets affected, the thought that comes to him is to end up in bed. Now I'm talking about a typical man and a woman, and this affects people outside the church and inside the church. It's only when you are under the authority of God's word and you have accepted God's agenda for sexuality that you will be able to suppress this. But as a normal human being, if you are a normal man and you are feeling love towards a woman, it's gonna start getting to your groin. You know, when you are thinking deeply about that woman, and if you're a normal woman and you're in love with a guy, it's going to start affecting your thoughts, your feelings, your fantasies, your imaginations as things develop. Now, in sexual soul ties, what happens is that all these things are fully consummated. So when your organs interact with each other, body fluids are exchanged, soul ties are fully expressed, blood is exchanged, life is exchanged, and you are fully soul tied with that woman. After that day, the woman begins to call you with more intensity on the phone. She wants to claim ownership over you. She wants to know where you are. She begins to feel all those emotions of jealousy about you and all the rest. And you know, all that keeps going. All that keeps going, and you have a soul tie. Also, the man will also feel motions of jealousy about you. He wants to know where you are. He wants to be sure that no other man is doing what he's been doing with you. And also, he's always looking forward to repeat occurrences of what you guys did for the first time. So those are how the soul ties begin to fully express themselves. Now, someone asked this question that, okay, since you've said all these will happen to us in sex and soul ties and everything, now what about the use of a condom? At least a condom will prevent body fluids from interacting, your body fluid from interacting with the lady's body fluid. So can, because it is believed that a condom can stop venereal disease, they call it, what do they call it again? STD. STD, sexually transmitted diseases. So it is believed that a condom can stop sexually transmitted diseases. So if a condom can stop sexually transmitted diseases, then people are also asking, can a condom stop the transmission of soul ties between a man and a woman? Now, one thing, my own answer is this. Number one, when we talk about soul ties, soul means that these are ties that are happening within your soul. They are already happening within your soul. Your soul is the unseen part of you. So your soul comprises of your mind, your emotions, and your will. And your mind comprises of your intellect, your imagination, and your memory. So when you are soul tied with a woman or you are soul tied with a man, what has happened is that your soul is continually consumed with the thoughts in your intellect about that man or woman. Your soul is continually consumed with the emotions towards that man or woman. And your soul is also bound, in terms of your will, is also bound by those soul ties. So when that guy calls you, you will always pick the phone, even as busy as you are. And when that girl calls the guy that, come over, there is sex tonight, you will gladly cancel every appointment to be in that girl's house. Seriously. So your will is already affected. So effectively, in soul ties, your mind is affected, your will is affected, and your emotions are already affected. So your soul is already tied, even when you are not actively in sexual contact. So really, when you look at it, when you use a condom, all these operations are still intact. You're still fantasizing about the guy, so your emotions are involved, your imagination is involved, your will is involved, your memories of things you did together are still involved, so you still got soul ties. And all a condom is going to do is to stop the transmission of physical body fluids, or the exchange of physical body fluids between a man and a woman. A condom cannot stop the operation of soul ties. If you use a condom with a woman, the woman still believes that she has given you the best that she has to offer, which is sex, and on that basis she is going to assume ownership over you. She's going to keep calling you, she's going to keep, you know, ensuring that no other guy is doing what what she's been doing with you. And same goes for the man as well. Even when you use a condom, a man will still feel the thrill of a release, a man will still feel the thrill of an ejaculation. So whether there was a condom or not, there was excitement and there was a thrill in the activity of that ejaculation. So my submission is this: whether you use a condom or not, when you have sex with a woman, you are still soul tied, because it was your soul ties that even brought all of you, both of you, together in the first place. And those soul ties are still cemented, because the man can feel the thrill of a release, he can remember all the things he did with that lady inside that room, and the woman would also feel that, okay, I have given this man the best that I have, and will begin to make demands based on that activity. So the soul ties, as far as I'm concerned, they remain the same whether you use a condom or not. So my submission to you is this: a condom cannot stop the activity of soul ties between a man and a woman having sex with each other. Thank you very much. If you need to catch up with me, hook up with me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Shola Adio, S-O-L-A-A-D-I-O, S-O-L-A-A-D-I-O. And the dedicated soul ties account is S-O-U-L-T-I-E-S-T-W-E-E-T-S. That's soul ties tweets. S-O-U-L-T-I-E-S-T-W-E-E-T-S. Soul ties tweets. Let me know what you think about this random gist, and catch you guys later. Bye.